Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about evolution of feminism. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, women are supposed to be the fairest sex, but how fair are they? They do some crazy shit. They don't know if they're coming or they're going. Their brain is just full of shit. Just my opinion. Well, let me bring up a clip of a woman who thinks she is being smart, but she's just being a whore. Let's watch.
It was really difficult to have some of these dates because they were so insecure.
Look at this. Supposedly, she went inside the manosphere, but I think the manosphere went inside of her. Multiple times, right? not very smart, is she?
Because they don't really know who they are and they don't know how to figure it out.
Got on your knees and
she said she got all their...
Well, maybe she was showing them that she's a great musician and she was showing them how to play the skin flute. Maybe, never know.
News and information from the so-called manosphere.
They did not listen to anything else. They're only listening to independent media and
Yes, because they were listening to independent media and they were thinking for themselves, it makes them toxic people, right? The logic on this woman. What would he do without people like her leading us the way, right? yes. Just like Ugandan knuckles, right? Do you know the way? Oh, hail the queen. Whatever the hell that shit was.
Out for a little bit there? Because I think it was John Doyle who pointed out that she went and fucked all these Chad hunks.
Yes, only toxic males will turn on this bitch.
And now she's relaying it to this schlubby beta tub that she would never date in a million years.
Well, guess what? Women are stupid. The way they think is just retarded, right? Women are easily manipulated because you want to fuck them, you follow them. So what happens? Yeah, nothing good. Exactly. Stop doing dick think. Just saying.
And he's just like, well, I know you wouldn't fuck me, but I set you up with a bunch of right-wingers to fuck.
Yeah, what do you think? Women are fucking delusional. They do things because of vagina. So, yeah, what are you going to do about that? Huh? Hmm?
Do you not see what you're doing? Dating. Yeah, sure. Sucking and fucking.
Yeah, that's not dating. That's just being a degenerate whore. Yes, you don't do that. Because then, who the hell wants you? Yes, you spread your legs open, someone will come in there. But are they gonna stay? No, they're going. And then they're gone. So, goodbye.
Bending over. Getting fucked in the ass. And that's a news piece. Cosmopolitan. Thank God we gave women a voice. At least they're not, you know, themselves out like a bunch of we empower.
Yes, now you see the evolution of feminism, what it turned out to. And sure, in the beginning, women were being mistreated, but look at them right now, the things that they're doing. Yes, because women are not very smart, they're just running around like an insane person. So that's why you need to control them, not because you're trying to be mean to them, it's because you're trying to protect them. Yes, women are a resource, so they need to be mitigated, but if not, what happens to resources? They get squandered and then they're gone. And then what do you have? Nothing but a broken coral reef. And that's not good.
For them. Off the streets, no more walking the streets in the meatpacking district like a prostitute. We've got you a journalism job where you fuck a bunch of dudes for free. It's worse than being a prostitute.
Yeah, that just makes you fat, old, and disgusting. A woman, when she's 20, she's beautiful, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed. But when she's 40, oh yes, all that is gone. Her eyes are glazed over. She's self-entitled. She's angry in the world because she's been used up. Yes. And then she has nothing to give. And no man could have a family of a woman like this. Just an opinion. Women think they could say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and there is no consequences. But no, sooner or later, all that shit's gonna bite you right in that sweet ass of yours. And what are you gonna do? You're gonna cry and say, oh, please save me! But then no one will save you. You'll see. Just wait and see. Yes, in the end of the day, women don't care about you. They just care about what you can do. So once you know that, you should act accordingly. So take care of yourself. And just be the best version you can, because there's nothing else to do. Well, goodbye.
You are looking for the woman in question to be charged.
You need to charge Shiloh.
Many in the community feeling uneasy.
I'm a black person myself and I have black children. And I worry about them every day when they go outside.
Speakers included officials from Rochester's community engagement response team.
Justice needs to be more than a word right now. It needs to become a standard, okay?
A representative of the Somali community.
The pain this child endured is a pain that echoes through every one of us.
And Mayor Kim Norton, who spoke on the city's effort to condemn racism and create a safe community for all.
The city of Rochester stands with you against all forms of discrimination, racism, and hate.
It's time to stop marching and we got to show some action.
As this story continues, protesters say they will continue to speak out against hateful speech and racism in the community. Reporting in Rochester, I'm Aaliyah Demery, KT.